So today, or if you see a patient in clinic today who has normal bone density that you're going to start an AI, and they say, is my chance of fracture going to be increased because of taking this medication? How would you answer it?
Well, I'd say that at this point, we know that there is an increased fracture rate from taking the drug, but that we can sort out populations that have higher and lower risk, and that she would be somebody that wouldn't have a high risk. You know, that's interesting because that's different from what the ASCO bisphosphonate guideline says. We published that last in 2003, and we said any woman on an AI would be considered high risk and should actually have DEXA's yearly. We said the same thing for anybody who had premature menopause related to their treatment. And we kind of lumped them together. And I think what this ATAC bone density study would show us is that as we're writing this summer, the update ASCO guideline, which is happening, we have to rethink that annual DEXA scan in women on AIs. Because I think if you start with a normal bone density, every 2 years is probably fine. You might want to check it a year to see if it's somebody who has a really high, exceptional high rate, but I'm not sure you need that. I think we can back off on the frequency of DEXAs in women on AIs who start with a good bone density.
It's interesting. So, and you're saying that that's about two-thirds, or at least two-thirds of the women on the ATAC trial had normal bone density. Is that your experience in general in practice, or what do we know about, in general, women presenting with breast cancer in terms of the incidence of normal, you know, the fraction of normal bone density versus osteoporosis, osteopenia?
Yeah, I mean, the average woman would be about 62. I see a very young population, so in my clinical practice, you know, I have women with good, strong bones to start with, but I put a lot of them through menopause, so we impact that quickly. I actually, Neil, would have to go back and look at what the numbers would be for the average 62-year-old. Women who get breast cancer, interestingly, there's some data that suggest they have better bone density than the average population, maybe having something to do with the estrogen exposure effect.
Right.
The bones are better, but the breast cancer risk is a bit higher.
Right, that makes sense.